Politico, Beto O'Rourke seeking eminent domain for guns. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 18, 2019. Politico ran a column covering Democrat presidential hopeful Robert Beto O'Rourke's government-mandated AR-15 buyback, succinctly summarizing it eminent domain for guns. On September 12, 2019, O'Rourke said, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. And on October 16, 2019, he made clear that law enforcement will visit those who do not comply with the buyback in order to recover rifles. Politico reports, after the shooting massacre at a Walmart in his hometown of El Paso, Texas, in August, O'Rourke proposed a mandatory buyback of all assault weapons, a kind of eminent domain for guns. They added, "The proposal, and the pressure it has put on his competitors to respond, has amplified the gun control discussion in the 2020 primary and pushed it further to the left. And O'Rourke's intense focus on the issue, including events like the one in Denver, has given his faltering campaign new meaning. But the new meaning derived from gun control has not led to surge of supporters. Rather, O'Rourke is polling at 2% or 3% nationally in the primary." Politico observes, barring upheaval in the primary, O'Rourke's focus on gun control will not make him president. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.